The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I am just wonderful today, Gil. Thank you for asking. I am basking in the joy of the holiday season. My decorations at home are all hung, and my husband has put up the bajillion lights he puts up outside every year. And so we've moved on to the gifting portion of the holiday and trying to figure all that out. And in fact, I'm wearing a Santa hat today, even as I speak with you.
Yes, you are. And why is that?
Well, that's because I am here to talk about some great whiz-bang technologies for your home that, you know, can make great gifts, especially if you have, you know, a tech geek in the family. For me, that's my loving husband, who also is really committed to home improvement. There's some great ideas here. And if you're not interested in that, you know, there's some great party chatter here to be up on the latest technology trends, because some of these things are really, really cool. Now, of course, some of this high-tech stuff comes with some high price tags, but, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Well, of course, it's free to listen to you talk about all this stuff. So what's going to get my geek on?
Okay, so how about biometric locks?
Sure, turn your house into Fort Knox? Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and the best thing is no keys needed. Now, this is really cool, whiz-bang, like James Bond kind of stuff. A biometric lock uses an optical or thermal scanner to read and memorize your fingerprint or the fingerprints of anyone else you want to allow into your home, and it requires an authentication code. Now, the only hitch with these is that sometimes they can have trouble reading your fingerprint if you have a scar or a cut. But otherwise, it's a really cool technology for your home. And the price isn't too bad on this one. It ranges from about $69 to $350 or more. And you can find biometric locks at hardware stores or home improvement centers.
Now, can you use them to lock up stuff other than your house?
Yep, you sure can. You can use them as safes, and you can use them for your PC. I'll talk a little bit about that. There's a really cool portable, it's called a BioBox fingerprint safe. And it's about the size of a sheet of paper, 7x11, and about 2 inches thick. And you can stow small items like your jewelry, cash, if you have some medications, or maybe you have a firearm at home. You can put them in there. And then you press your fingertip to the scanner on top for quick 1 second access. And it'll store up to 30 fingerprints for multiple users and operates on just four AA batteries. And that sells for about $200. Now, for your PC, there's something called a BioCert Hamster Optical Fingerprint Reader. Connects to any Windows PC as a security feature for your computer. It works in bright ambient conditions, such as under direct sunlight even, and that's priced at about $100. There are also some door locks, like the BioAxis Biometric Deadbolt. They'll sound an alarm if someone tries to break in, and this lock sells for about $69. You can search biometric locks at HouseLogic to find out more about all these products.
And what else do you have there?
Okay, we also have the magic, Christmas magic, the magic of automated cabinets.
And what is the magic of automated cabinets?
So there are now cabinets that open and shut in response to movement or touch. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you're walking by, they fly out, they cold conk you. That's not what we're talking about. That would be dangerous and that would be bad. But these, if you put your hand within an inch or so of the sensor, it'll trigger it, it'll open, works out really nicely for people.
Okay, how exactly do people use these things?
Well, in many cases, they're integrated with other home automation technologies. So let me run you through an example. So you push a button marked baking on a computer screen or wall-mounted touchpad you might have in your kitchen, and bang, cabinet doors open to reveal your baking supplies and utensils. Lights over the baking prep area would brighten. Maybe a false front cabinet door would slide away to uncover a TV screen already set to your favorite cooking channel. You can use this kind of technology elsewhere in the house, too. Paneled walls in a living room or den could be turned into automated doors that reveal hidden storage for you.
Okay, so these things do more than just open and close the door. So what other features do you get with these automated cabinets?
So motion sensors detect the wave of a hand and the cabinet door goes up. And with a wave of your hand, the cabinet door goes down again. Doors can also hide integrated top-of-the-line appliances. You know, you don't want a counter filled with just all your appliances. And they'll slide open whenever you wave your hand near it, you know, that you need them. You can touch the front of a drawer that you want to have access to, and it'll just glide open and then glide closed for you. And you can also factor biometric locks into your automated cabinets to connect the two. So if you integrate biometric locks, then they would recognize your fingerprint, and you might want to put it on cabinets where you store things like maybe prescriptions or knives or maybe your liquor cabinet or other valuables.
Speaking of valuables.
Yeah, these are pricey. These are pricey. So by comparison, you know, a new set of regular typical kitchen cabinets would run you between $4,000 and, say, $20,000. With these automated cabinets, add 40 to 70% to that cost.
Okay. One of the things I'm hearing a lot about these days is the spa-like shower experience. So what are my options there?
Ah, Gil, a programmable shower might be just what you want in your stocking from Santa. So the digital controls are mounted on the shower wall, and they let each person in the household, you and your lovely wife, Rhoda, preset their ideal water temperature, pressure, and even the type of spray. For a little less than $300, you can get a basic unit, and it goes all the way up to more than $3,500 for lots of features and all kinds of special finishes.
Wow.
Yeah, installation costs are going to vary widely, too, depending on your region and whether you're remodeling or building new.
So, okay, what do the products actually offer? I mean, give me a list of some of the things that they do here.
Okay, so we talked about the programmable shower. That's one thing. There's also thermostatic shower valves that regulate the mix of hot and cold water, so you can enjoy a constant temperature, even if the hot water runs low in the tank. And if the cold pressure drops suddenly, these valves will automatically turn off the water so you don't get scalded. They also have adjustable body sprays and massage jets that can provide a variety of water pressures and pulsations at, you know, different heights in the shower.
Okay, if I want to cross some of these things out and compare features, what are some of the models?
So the Vigo shower massage panel is a good low end, starts at about $360. You get a lot for that. You get six fully adjustable body spray massage jets. You get an integrated thermostatic valve. We just talked about that. You get multifunction shower heads with them, big 60-inch chrome-plated brass hose. And for people who have a combination shower tub, there's also a tub filler located at the bottom of the shower panel that makes this one a really good choice. Now, if you want the DeLorean, the really high end, then you want to go for something like the Moen IO Digital Vertical Spa. That's going to cost you around $3,400. It'll give you four programmable preset jets, a 7-inch rain shower head, four body sprays, an LCD screen interface that displays the water temperature, an optional remote control, so you can get that baby ready before you even step in. So for more information, you just search programmable showers at HouseLogic.
Okay. If that model is to be a true DeLorean, also it needs a flux capacitor so you can take a shower in the future.
Yes, you do. Save time.
Pamela, I guess everything's high-tech now. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Thank you as always. And as always, there's a lot more to look at HouseLogic.com for your home. Thanks, Pamela.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.